Sometimes sporting events can get heated. Players erupt in frustration after a bad play, or a spectator gets out of hand in the crowd. A new ordinance proposed to the Ogden City Council would put stricter regulations on city recreational events, banning all profanity by participants and spectators. Enforcement of the ban would be turned over to the city's police department.
I think it's kind of maybe a heavy-handed approach.
Council member Amy Wick says she has concerns with how the ordinance would be enforced. While she says she's attended some events that have had bad behavior, she believes there's a better way to deal with it and that it's not the city's role to limit speech. Instead, she says a set of rules for conduct should be put in place for both participants and spectators.
If you have parents who are getting out of hand, you know, you pull their kid out of the game. And, you know, have it work that way instead of trying to create these limits on speech that I don't think are enforceable. And I just don't know that, you know, we want to go there towards becoming a nanny state.
The city's public service director presented the ordinance to the city council earlier this month. Council Chair Neil Gardner says the concern is controlling profanity around children at the city-sponsored events. He says before moving forward with a ban, more discussion needs to occur on how to educate coaches on effective ways of controlling profanity at the games.
I think that there should be some ways that the coaches and the officials that are over the games can control that through penalties or regulations that can be part of the game rather than causing it to be elevated to a point that it's disturbing the peace and that police have to be involved.
The Ogden City Council will be reviewing the proposed ordinance in the weeks to come. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.